And you have a dog that you rescued from a pound in Louisiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the name of your dog?
He's called Bear.
Bear. That's a good name for a dog. That's the kind of dog you were looking for, Taylor, right?
I'm obsessed.
He was supposed to be a big man's dog, but he just kind of got stunted.
He is a big man's dog.
He looks, it's a deceptive picture.
Is it just the head or something, or what?
He I don't know why he looks so big in that picture. I wanted to see the old man with you.
Well, his tongue certainly looks big anyway. Is his tongue too long for his mouth or something?
I think he's...
It's like a Gene Simmons dog or something.
It's like a curtain.
Was it a... It is like a curtain. Was it a puppy when you got it from the pound?
Yeah, he was like... 5 weeks old.
And it was kind of like towards the end of its time there, right? Is that what I read?
He was in a 5-day kill shelter and it was on his 4th day.
Wow. Lucky dog that you walked in that day.
And a couple of days later, just by coincidence, I had to go back to LA, and this is not my usual way of traveling, but we had a private plane. And so I took him from the worst pound in Monroe, Louisiana, and he was sitting on a private jet.
On a private jet? That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Having a cocktail looking out the window. So long, suckers!
We were staying at the Four Seasons afterwards, and I didn't have any dog food, so I got him a little plate of prosciutto.